Hello, everybody, and indeed, welcome to another edition of the Chicago Tony V Show. I'm Chicago Tony V. Good morning, happy Tuesday. Today is episode 64 for Tuesday, April 13th, 2021. I had to look at what year it is. What's wrong with me? Oh my gosh, what does this mean? I had to look down at my notes. I blanked. You want to know what's weird about the date? I wasn't even sure of the thousands place. Are we in 19? Are we in 2? Holy cow. The Alzheimer's, everybody. It's kicking in good. Today's going to be a super good show. I'm really excited. Why? Well, a couple reasons. But I think the main reason that I feel incredibly comfortable, optimistic, positive, is I'm going to be talking about someone who is just that. And I'm betting that the spirit, those of you that follow me on Twitter, I think you know what's coming. Because I actually teased the episode a little bit. Even last night, I basically came out with, here's what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about the great Donny Osmond. Has everyone heard of Donny Osmond? I know you have. The guy's a legend. Anyway, I'm betting that the positive spirit, the mojo, the track record of Donny Osmond, I think the spirit of Donny Osmond is going to take over this show. It's going to be nothing about me. I'm just going to be a go-between. The spirit of Donny Osmond is going to seep through this entire show. People are going to have a great time. They're going to have warm and fuzzies. And that's what I'm betting. Now, I could be totally wrong. We could do a show like yesterday. Yesterday got a little dicey. I'm just going to leave it there. I'm not even going to bring up some stuff. Normally, the Pepperoni Nation is a very positive place. We're warm and fuzzy. I let a little bit too much current events seep into the show yesterday. And for that, I'm truly sorry. I didn't mean it. And today, I'm going to get as warm and fuzzy as it possibly gets because we're talking Donny Osmond. Why am I talking Donny Osmond today, you might ask? I mean, it's kind of a weird story, but let me tell it. I mean, okay, first of all, full disclosure, I have not lived my life as some gigantic Donny Osmond fan, okay? That's not me. I haven't hated the guy. I've mostly kind of not really thought about Donny Osmond, to be totally honest, for the most part, but let me tell you what happened. As you guys know, I was in Las Vegas last week, partying it up, mostly. I was on vacation. It turns out I don't do vacations very well, and for those of you that follow me on social media, etc., etc., you probably even noticed that, my God, I really seem to be working pretty hard on the Chicago Tony V Show from afar, from my temporary satellite office in Las Vegas last week. And that's true. I don't do vacations very well. So I was sitting around. What does it look like when I'm on vacation, yet I don't like to really partake? I don't like to relax, let my hair down, what little of it I have left. What do I do instead? Well, I start chipping away at the thing I'm into. And right now, of course, I'm into the Chicago Tony V Show. We're here together. We're either here live on Reddit, or you're listening through Spotify via the podcast. Anyway, so I spent a lot of time last week just chipping away at the Chicago Tony V Show, this beautiful thing we're all doing together. And what does that look like? Well, for a guy like me who doesn't, last year, whatever, 4 months ago, 5 months ago, I was not on the internet. I wasn't on YouTube. I had no idea how Twitter worked and all that stuff. So I spent time last week trying to figure out social media. I'm trying to crack the code. I've become obsessed with this idea of accepting my Podcaster Hall of Fame Award someday in the future. I'll probably have a walker by then. if I live that long. Anyway, specifically pertinent to the topic today, there was at one point I was sitting there on TikTok. I've been fascinated by TikTok. Full disclosure, I kind of hate TikTok. TikTok kind of makes me sad. I don't totally know why, other than it seems like one more gigantic step towards us all having shorter attention spans than goldfish. Which, if I remember correctly, I think that's really a thing. There's some study. We're like at the level of goldfish now. So TikTok kind of depresses me, but I keep going back. I keep going back and back and back because I'm kind of trying to figure it out. I want to solve the riddle. And for someone who gets a little bit saddened by TikTok and who doesn't understand it, it's kind of interesting that I'm actually all over TikTok. Like, I have a bunch of stuff up there. Of course, my crackpot team of supporters from Chicago Tony V Enterprises, a lot of it is just their fault. These youngsters that I'm surrounded by that are trying to, help the show grow, etc., etc. I'm on TikTok in Vegas. I'm just trying to figure it out. And of course, on TikTok, you just flip, see another video, flip. Oh, here's another, divorced 50-year-old with fish lips because she's had too much cosmetic surgery. Doing some weird shit on TikTok trying to get me to, I don't know, what does she want to date? Is she mining for gold? How does this, why do these ladies do this? I don't know, whatever. Okay, swipe. Okay, here's some musician, playing an old Steely Dan riff, on an old Fender Rhodes thing. Okay, awesome. Flip. Okay, here's some, artist working in watercolor. Maybe Robo should do that now that I think about it. RoboCat. Anyway, whatever. I'm flipping. Here comes a video. A gentleman is just simply talking about how to dethatch the grass. How to dethatch the grass. Here's how you do it. And He has his lawnmower turned over, or his riding lawnmower turned over. He does something with the blades. I can't. And here's what you want to do. And then there's footage of him riding around his lawn. And then he's putting grass in this hopper. I posted this, this particular TikTok, I think early this morning, like whatever, 4:30. I got in super early this morning. I'm watching this. Now, why am I watching this? I hate lawn care. As a matter of fact, my lawn right now, for some reason, I can't hire it out. I don't know why. I can't let myself hire it out, but I hate to do it. Right now, my lawn really looks like some sort of family of inbreds live at my house. It's ridiculous. Anyway, I'm watching this TikTok video. It's lovely. It's uplifting. It's informative. And then I had this feeling. I'm like, do I know this person? What? Why am I'm reacting with these positive vibes. What the hell? I'm looking. I said, Jesus Christ, is that Donny Osmond? Is that Donny Osmond doing nothing but posting, showing me how to dethatch my lawn, which I did. I don't even really know what that is. I don't know why you do it. I could give a shit about lawns. I don't know why people keep lawns. It's a big ass waste of time. Anyway, I look at the account. Sure as shit, it's Donny Osmond. I go in the comments section, and there's all sorts of people that have the same reaction that I have, essentially. And person after person is saying, my God, I just learned like two or three helpful lawn care tips. Now, most of these people care about their lawns. I could give two shits about my lawn. Sadly. They're like, I just got some very helpful tips from Donny freaking Osmond. And I'm looking at this thing and it occurs to me. This person, Donny Osmond, okay? He's basically been in some little part of my consciousness, you know, it mostly tucked away for few, you know, whatever, for reference. But I mean almost my entire life. And what I got to thinking, I watched this TikTok video 3, 4, 5 times. Why? I don't care about lawns. Why did I watch it? The magic of Donny Osmond, that's why. This dude has some sort of charisma, some sort of mojo. It's unbelievable. And I was thinking back, and it's like, if I'm being honest with myself, Donny freaking Osmond has been in the bit, he's been a public figure my entire life, and he's been unbelievably consistent. Just a consistent positive force. Which I really, it seems to me, that's pretty darn rare. And just the fact that this dude is on TikTok giving lawn care advice, he's, I mean, for one thing, don't we all just assume that celebrities, no celebrity knows how to do shit. They can't take care of themselves in any way. Do you think freaking Madonna is gonna hop on a John Deere, is gonna change the blades on her John Deere? She's gonna hop on and dethatch her grass? No. No. We all know darn well that Madonna is likely a complete basket case. Beyond bizarre. Donny Osmond seems perfectly adjusted. The dude has been beautifully consistent his entire career. I think that's amazing. And I sat there pondering this, and I realized, okay, I have my whole life, when Donny Osmond would pop up here and there, he'll be on a show, he'll be doing this and doing that. My whole life, I basically discarded this dude over and over. Now, I never went on some sort of sinister Donny Osmond sucks rant, you know? But I mean, I realized in my mind, a lot of what I would do is just kind of like, I would never take him seriously, okay? He was just sort of some goofball, right? He was a pretty beautiful sister. I would, let me put it this way, I think. Should I? I mean, Marie Osmond is lovely. She's delightful. I would not throw her out of bed for eating crackers. Let's just put it that way. Which, by the way, full disclosure, and I'm sorry, Robo, with the low carb, I did eat crackers in bed in Vegas. I literally did do that. And it occurred to me, it's like, yeah, gee, why are you single? Gee, I wonder why you're single. I wonder why nobody loves you, right? Hello? So I just discarded Donny Osmond. And I'm looking at this thing, and I'm facing the reality that this dude now has been perfectly consistent and positive and delightful for decades and decades, basically my entire life. And I had a moment. I was like, good Christ, I'm in now. I'm a Donny Osmond fan for the rest of my life. I don't care what this dude does. He's tremendous. He's fabulous. If nothing else, can this guy not now, does he have something to teach? Do we need to, why isn't this guy on Oprah every other week with her dissecting? Okay, tell me again. What's the secret? What's the secret to your positivity? I want to know what the secret is. I kind of want to know what the secret is. You know what I mostly want though? I just want to publicly say thank you, Donny Osmond. Thank you. Good job. Well done. This dude is beyond reproach. I'm sorry. Is it? I don't know what it is. Doesn't he have the Osmond family, right? They're like a unique religion type deal, right? They're like, are they Amish? Are they the Amish? It seems like they would not have electrical instruments. Because I remember I've seen footage, you know, they play, well, hell, they're on TV. That's not very Amish. So they're not Amish. What the hell are they? I know there's something unique, right? Are they like the, are they Hasidic Jews? Is that what it is, the Osmond family are? I need to preemptively look in my comment section. Are they Hasidic Jews? Is that the term? There's something unique. The whole family, it's unique. And it seems to have worked for them. No, the Hasidics are the guys with the curly sideburns, right? Diamond merchants and shit like that. So that I don't think that's what they are. They're not Amish. They're not Hasidic Jews. Is there another kind of Jew? Is there? I don't think they're Catholics. It seems like I would have known if they were Catholics. What are they? Am I thinking correctly on this? It's a religion, right? Or are they some sort of, are they like a weird nationality maybe? I think it's a religion. Anyway, what the hell? What the hell do I know? Obviously, I'm a dumb shit. I don't know what I'm talking. I decided to do an entire show on a dude that I clearly don't know much about. But I know enough as I sit right now to say thank you, Donny Osmond. Job well done. And we do not need to look very far, right? To see story after story of these childhood heartthrobs where the thing goes south. We see it over and over, right? Leif Garrett, right? That's going way back. I'm going, I know most of my listeners and viewers aren't as old as I am. I get it. Freaking Leif Garrett. That dude has had a hell of a time. You know, he had the, I don't even know what the hell they dressed that kid in when he was the budding disco heartthrob. You know, the I Was Made for Dancing song. I just remember that dude. They would dress him in the weirdest freaking, it was like his pants were made of incredibly smooth black electrical tape. It's hard to describe, but it looked to me incredibly uncomfortable. Why was I staring at Leif Garrett's pants? There's a question for you. But Leif Garrett, this dude shit the bed big time. I mean, this guy's whole career, as far as I can tell, is hi. Nice to meet you. I started off life with a huge advantage and I fucked up. Would you like to watch me on reality TV? Would you like to, this dude, I mean, let's, but he gets paid, right, to try and kick heroin now. Isn't that a thing? And he's got his, he's always in do-rags. Now, Lord knows what's happening to his hair. Now, this is something I know about. I'm in a goofy-ass fedora all the time. And maybe me and Leif Garrett have the same hairline going. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. Like the spirit of the great Tim McCarthy. Tim McCarthy does not wish ill on his enemies. Don't let me forget someone, Georgie, someone. I want to mention Timmy did a spot on another podcast. It's tremendous. Don't let me forget, okay? Leif Garrett, shit the bed. Lindsay Lohan, child star, seems to be a total train wreck, right? Macaulay Culkin, right? That's the dude from the Home Alone deal, right? That dude is not looking well. I'm just saying. I feel for the kid. So from what I understand, Macaulay Culkin is not, he's not necessarily a horrible train wreck. But I mean, the dude doesn't seem right. He's no Donny Osmond. No. Donny has been on the money his entire life, his entire career. This dude has delivered. There was no you know, the lost years, Donny Osmond, the lost years. No, no. I tell you who can't even hold a candle to Donny Osmond. This is going to sound like blasphemy. Freaking Elvis Aaron Presley. This dude can't hold a candle to Donny Osmond. Now, did Elvis Presley have more mojo than the great Donny Osmond? Did he have more mojo, more of that magic that made the ladies swoon? Judges, what do you say? Did Elvis have that? Yes, let's be honest. Elvis had more mojo. He had more of it going on. He was the first. He was the original. He was awesome. But did Elvis hold it together? Was Elvis able to withstand his success and somehow come out unscathed? Could Elvis do that? Judges? The judges say no, and the judges are correct. It was a complete shit show for Elvis. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure the dude died on the turlet, right? need I say more? The dude, Elvis, the king, he died on the throne. Can't that truly be said, right? Phone lines are open if anyone wants to call into the Big Diesel and talk about the great Donny Osmond. Feel free. I'd love to hear from you. If I notice that you call in, I swear to God, I'm going to talk about it. For my beautiful podcast listeners, I always like to explain what you're listening to, okay? Right now I'm live streaming over Reddit, so you're listening through whatever, iTunes, Stitcher, or Spotify. I'm live streaming on Reddit. I do it this way so I can interact with all my friends. I call them Tony's Pepperonis. They're all in the comments section of Reddit right now. And so you'll hear me henceforth interacting, and then if someone has the cojones to give me a call and talk about the great Donny Osmond or anything else, I don't care what you want to talk about, you'll hear me interact with them that way. But I'm going to... Before I turn to the comments section, let me do my disclaimer real quick. Please, everybody, I'm a crazy person on the internet. Don't believe a single word I say. Everything I say is allegedly. It's for entertainment purposes. Please, no one from my past come back and whack me or sue me or anything like that. Let's let bygones be bygones, okay? Now, what is not alleged, it is, you can take it to the bank. Donny Osmond is tremendous. That's one statement is devoid. My disclaimer does not apply. Let's give this dude his props. He's earned it, for the love of God. Now I'm going to turn to said comment section in Reddit and now start interacting with the Pepperoni Nation. The first thing I always like to do is go look at the podium finish, the first three commenters in the commenter section, and you'll get to know these people. You'll hear their names over and over. In the gold medal position is the beautiful Inside and Out. Everyone knows her. Everyone loves her. The VIP of all VIP Pepperonis. She's the most recent guest on In the Green Room with Chicago Tony, which you can see on YouTube. The channel is Chicago Tony V, like vegetable. It's the beautiful Georgie girl. Good morning, Georgie girl. Just a small town girl. Georgie has her own theme music, famously. In the silver medal position is the tremendous historian. He's a published author. You can find him on Amazon. He is Jeffrey the Vet author. Good morning, Jeffrey. Jeff called in yesterday. It's always lovely when Jeff calls in. He's just a tremendous addition to the show. Jeff is going to be starting a podcast here soon too. So you'll be hearing all about it. I'm going to have Jeff on Inside the Green Room, which reminds me, I had Tyra order Jeffrey's book off of Amazon because I want to read it and I want to have Jeff on in the green room. She was telling me, I said over vacation, I was like, get it, just get the Kindle so I can read it. in Vegas. There, for some, I don't know why she had a problem getting the Kindle version. So I expected the book to be here when I got back. I don't have the book in my hands yet. Jeffrey, I'm working on it. I don't know what happened. I don't know if you can see your stats when a book sells. I don't know. Anyway, I'm working on it. In the bronze medal position is qualify. G'day, matey. Good podium finish qualify. Qualify is... he always likes to point out that I'm a mixture of Kevin Malone and Florida Stanley, which I think is very accurate. It's tremendous to see you. Good job on the podium finish. Very nice. Oh, Ethel Merman's in the house. Good morning, Ethel. He says, morning, Tony. China owns TikTok. Fun fact is what Mer... I've heard that. Do we care at this point? Should we care or be concerned by that? I don't know. I don't know what the ruling is. But honestly, that has crossed my mind. You know, as I get on TikTok and I notice that it makes me sad, but I don't understand why it makes me sad. I don't understand why it's all the rage. I don't understand why I keep trying. The thought has occurred to me. Is this some sort of psychological warfare being wielded by the Chinese? I don't know. The jury is still out. But when I saw the great Donny Osmond on TikTok and when I got so much out of his long hair video, I said, all right, I'm going to keep rolling on the TikTok. If it's good enough for Donnie, it's probably good enough for me. Multigrain Truth is a new viewer in Reddit. Welcome. I love the Reddit name. It's tremendous. And I don't disagree with your comment. You're saying getting a little Jackie Gleason feel here. I had a vacuum cleaner salesman once in my house years ago. Remember, you guys ever heard of that Kirby vacuum company? This kid talked his way into my house. He's got a Kirby. He's demonstrating. He's cleaning my carpets. He had this whole spiel. Very well done. Very effective. This is probably over 20 years ago. This is after I escaped Chicago. I was already here in Minneapolis, St. Paul, but he says, now I was picking up what he was laying down, right? And I'm a nice dude, and especially when I see a kid trying to earn a buck, I just like to be supportive, right? So I'm all in. The dude makes the mistake of saying, yeah, you look like Jackie Gleason. I said, get the fuck out of my house. The look on the kid's face. And then I said, well, blah, 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 I'm just kidding. I said, but, you know, let's call it like it is. Jackie Gleason was a fat man, right? Okay. Now, as it turns out, I bought the damn vacuum cleaner, so I guess it all worked out. Jackie Gleason. Jeffrey the Vet author says, Donnie and Marie Osmond have not aged in the past 40 years. They're tremendous. What are they doing? What are they doing? Is there something they eat? Was I right that they have some sort of, there's like a religion? They're not Amish. Are they Amish? They can't be Amish and be on TV, right? And wouldn't Donnie have, they have like weird ass beards, right? The Amish? What the hell is it? What am I thinking? Someone tell me. Oh, and right in front of my face, Georgie girl delivers. Georgie likes to Google things, right? She says they're Mormon. Mormon? They're Mormon. What does that really mean? Are those the people that can they have multiple spouses, the Mormons? Kind of sounds interesting. I would like to start with just one. I'll start there, but maybe multiples is the way to go. Is that what Mormons do? Leif Garrett was also in The Outsiders. No kidding, Jeffrey? Was he really? Is that that movie? The Outsiders. Is that like a very early Matt Damon movie? Do I have a couple brain cells that are working? I don't know. Phone lines are open, everybody. Let's see. Ethel Merman says, Donnie sounds like he's doing better than other child stars with the instructional lawn dethatching videos. Well, here's what's interesting, Ethel, because trust me, I went through his whole TikTok. Now, he doesn't have a ton of videos on there. He doesn't have a lawn care. It's not like he's built a lawn care channel. It's just a video he did that day. But I just found him. I just find him to be incredibly grounded. This is a dude. This is a star that does not take himself too seriously, obviously. However, he's had a tremendous career. He's had a tremendous career. You know, another childhood star that crosses my mind, right? That Screech dude. Whatever the hell his name was. Now, you know what's funny? I never watched the show. I couldn't even tell you what the hell show he was on. But I remember for years and years, I'd be flipping through channels, and whatever that show is on, or whatever that show was, I would see 10 seconds of it. And I've just over the years, I learned who Screech was, even though I never could get myself to watch the show, whatever the hell it was. But I just remember thinking, oh God, being that Screech dude, landing the role where you're working with these beautiful chicks, the actresses and whatever the hell that show was, are tremendous, beautiful, gorgeous, whatever. Oh my gosh, the comment section is really heating up. The tremendous Harry from the award-winning Gamers Watch podcast is on. Good to see you, Harry. It's always great to see you. If you want to follow Gamers Watch on Twitter, it's Gamers Watch Crew is the Twitter account. It's really one of the best gaming podcasts out there. Harry is tremendous. Harry says, Mormons believe that a dude called Steve Smith got given gold tablets from God and that Jesus was actually an ancient Indian. I mean, is that really much weirder than the Jesus story? Now, full disclosure, okay, Catholic, I'm a card-carrying, you know, whatever. I volunteer at my church all the time, born and raised, blah, 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 done all the sacraments, but I will even say, hello, is not the Jesus story maybe as weird? I mean, so the Mormons say gold tablets. What do we say? Stone tablets, right? Chiseled. Moses. 40 days in the desert. I don't even... Catholics, we don't even... I've never read the Bible. I don't even care to. Like any good Catholic, we don't know the Bible. I don't know what I'm talking about. Don't listen to a word I say, everybody. Allegedly. I told you earlier, I'm a crazy person on the internet. Harry asks, what do you think of that screenshot of the Ferrari yesterday? Harry, I think it's tremendous. I somehow communicated via Twitter or maybe via the show. I can't remember. But I was basically saying, I was mentioning Harry had posted, I think, some artwork from a video game, like a screenshot. And I was just like, it's tremendous. The artwork in these things is tremendous. And yes, that Ferrari that you posted yesterday, I would have sworn it was a photograph, like a real car. But no, this is from a video game. So I'm about ready to raise my hands and say, I give. It's tremendous. I give up. I'm in. Harry, I want to have you and Sean on. I want you to walk me through, tell me why I need an Xbox. How would you talk to a dumb old person way past his prime? What would you do for a dude like me? How would you talk me into an Xbox? I think that could be interesting. We'd be able to talk about your podcast, etc., etc. Mohammed Azawi is back. Good to see you again, my friend. He says, love you, Tony. You are beautiful. Thank you. Jeffrey says, the Mormons used to be based in Illinois. Did they really? I didn't know that. They had a gun battle with the locals, and they moved west. There is also where they fought against the U.S. military. The Mormons fought against the U.S. military? Did Donnie and Marie take up arms against the U.S. military? It seems like they would have at least chipped a tooth had they done that. But I mean, I've checked over and over. Their teeth are perfect. So I'm guessing that Donnie and Marie themselves didn't take up arms. This must have been earlier, right, Jeffrey? You like the early history. Crazy. Oh, Georgie says Mormons don't do drugs, though they've made an exception for clear caffeine, which is probably why they're faring better than most child stars. Clear caffeine. I must know what this is. Is this key in keeping their pearly whites pearly white? Those Osmonds have some tremendous teeth. Is it because of this clear caffeine? You know, I'm an idiot because I've been a coffee and tea drinker my whole life, mostly coffee. All right? That's not going to bode well. It's already not boding well. I've got the teeth of some sort of Egyptian sarcophagus, right? You pull one of those suckers out of a museum. They've been laying there. You pull it out and you unwrap the dude and look at that teeth. That's going to look like my teeth. See, me and Donnie, we're both self-deprecating. We don't take ourselves too seriously. Georgie says, I thought I saw an interview with Marie and she looked a bit stretched in the face. And Georgie, I agree. It looks to me like Marie's had a little work. And frankly, looking at the TikTok video of Donnie, you know, Donnie, I mean, these people are old. Donnie's 63 years old. Okay? He's not a spring chicken. But all in all, they have held up incredibly well. Incredibly well. I mean, look at Leif Garrett. Go look for an image of Leif Garrett. Now, Leif Garrett, he's younger than Donnie. He's like maybe 54, 59 maybe at the most, I think. 59, I'm going to guess. This dude is really, if you made a human and said, I want to make a human that looks like the embodiment. If you wanted to make a human and say, I want him to be the embodiment of a cigarette butt, that's Leif Garrett. I'm sorry, Leif Garrett, if you're listening in. I don't know how far my viewership, listenership goes. Leif, if you want to call in and bust my balls, feel free. The phone lines are open right now. And clear caffeine equals Mountain Dew, says Georgie. Is that true? And Jeffrey says he followed the great Harry yesterday on Twitter. You know, one of the joys to me of this show and what I love is you guys are becoming fans of the things that I'm fans of. And, you know, pepperonis like the tremendous Harry from Gamers Watch and the great Tim McCarthy and Haley from Podcast 27. You guys are all becoming friends. It's tremendous. I think the great Tim McCarthy is going to be on in the green room with. I can't talk this morning. Has anyone noticed? Wow. Let's see what clear caffeine is. Mountain Dew. Georgie says, I can't make that up, Jeff. I have a dear friend who lived in Salt Lake City for a while. And she was fascinated by Mormon culture. She filled me in on lots of interesting stuff. So this Mountain Dew is what they call clear caffeine. The Mormons are Mountain Dew drinkers. Somehow I'm surprised. And Jeff was reading about the Mormon War a few days ago. If I could be just 1/75th as well-read as Jeffrey the Vet author, I'd really be accomplishing something. I would really be accomplishing something. So, yeah, so they're not Amish. They're not Hasidic Jews. They're Mormons. They're Mormons. That's what they are. I wonder what they drink. They clear caffeine. Mountain Dew whitens teeth, asks Ethel Merman. See, I wonder about that. And Chicago Tank is back. Morning, fellas. Good to see you again, Chicago Tank. Yeah, what a deal. I don't know. So the thought occurred to me, folks. Honestly, it's like I really do respect this the way that Donny Osmond. I can't believe these words are coming out of my mouth. The way that this dude has laid down a track record of positivity, it's unbelievable. And honest to God, I'm going to say it out loud here, okay, in front of all you people and whatever. I hope that now, obviously, I started late in life, right? Donnie started whatever. I think he was 6 years old when he started his entertainment career. Now, I started my whatever the hell this is. At 50 years old, right? I was a bad boy, allegedly, for entertainment purposes. Made a lot of money. Possibly. I retired. I hid for 20 years. And then I started my entertainment career, or whatever the hell this is. It's not much of an entertainment career. It's hard work, though. And it's a lot of fun. But maybe I can lay down something. Where there's maybe someday someone will be like, yeah, that guy, whatever. He was a positive force. So much wasted time. Best last words by Donnie. Says Liquor Biscuits. That is a tremendous Reddit name, sir. Liquor Biscuits. This is a quote, famous last words. By Donnie Osmond. Donnie's still with us. Don't tell me Donnie just died. Jeffrey says 42 degrees this morning. Wait, in Connecticut? You're in Connecticut today, Jeffrey? 42 degrees is brisk. I'm gonna agree with you. Eliza. It has an interesting comment. It says, somebody dressed up for a stream this morning. Sir or madam, this is me every day. Tune in again tomorrow, 7 a.m. Follow me on Reddit. I'm going to be wearing a ridiculous fedora hat, rose-colored glasses, a collared shirt, and some sort of fleece, likely. Georgie has been doing some research. Georgie multitasks, she triple tasks, etc. She says, okay, so in 2017, NPR article informed me that caffeinated sodas were made available at BYU and that their scripture doesn't say anything about abstaining from caffeine, though Mormons don't drink tea or coffee. Well, yeah, why would a scripture mention caffeine at all, right? Isn't that a relatively... Now, I don't know. What the hell do I know? I'm incredibly stupid and ill-informed in general. Most of you guys know that. But I guess how long... Is caffeine talked about in the Bible? I don't know. So, Jeffrey, you're in Connecticut? Oh, Chicago Tank. Sorry, see? Oh my God. Such an idiot. This is a bucking bronco. You know, it's hard to have... I'm intellectually challenged. Today I'm verbally challenged too. I wonder if I had a mini stroke earlier today. Maybe I should get checked out. It's really hard to do a show in this fashion, right? I love it though. It's a good challenge. But sort of following the comment section of the stream, looking into the camera and talking... Trying to keep it moving, trying to keep it going, trying to pay Donny Osmond his proper respects. And by the end of this show, I want to be able to look back and honestly think Donny would be kind of proud. So Georgie says, I think it's more about general health practices and how to treat their bodies. Yeah, I mean, fascinating. There, if the Osmonds are examples of whatever these Mormons are doing, sign me up. Especially if I can marry multiple people. But still, I'll start with one. I said, I don't want to forget, actually, speaking of the great Tim McCarthy earlier. So Timmy's been super busy. He's been doing interviews on other shows. Great dude. He's called into our show. He's a great dude. He is the host of 22 Minutes podcast. It's one of my favorite shows. It's about mental health, kind of with a, he uses humor very well. He's a super funny guy. Anyway, I listened to this show. He did an interview with Ross Trevina. I don't know if I'm pronouncing Ross's last name entirely correctly. Ross has a podcast called The Ross Trevina Project, and Timmy is on episode 31. I listened to the entire episode last night. I stayed up way too late. I found this thing in Twitter right before I was going to fall asleep, and it's like, ah, shit. I got to listen to it because it's my buddy Tim. And Ross does a tremendous, tremendous job. This guy, the podcast is top shelf. It's very well done. And I mean, Ross, now he's a British fella, much like Harry from Gamers Watch. And I mean, Ross sounds like he's sitting in his desk at the BBC. And he got on a Zoom call with the great Tim McCarthy. I mean, Ross does a tremendous job. It's a really good show. And so if you like interview shows, it's tremendous. Check out Ross's podcast. I'll put whatever I've already retweeted. It's called The Ross Trevina Project, T-R-E-V like vegetable, E-N-A. And again, Timmy was on episode 31. Check it out. It really, that episode, that's one of my favorite Tim McCarthy appearances because you can just tell how funny the dude is. Tim just went. He just talk, go, you know, and it was tremendous. I'm looking forward to talking to Tim. I think we're going to talk like maybe even this Thursday. And I'm really interested in learning more about, you know, this funny side of Tim, you know, and this juxtaposition, there's a big word, of, you know, the kind of a heavy topic like mental health, but then he's such a funny dude, you know. I don't know. Interesting. How are we doing on time? 48 minutes. What's going on in the comments section? The comments in the show verbiage sometimes don't sync. Comments in the show verbiage. I wonder what that means, Chicago Tank. Like, do you mean sometimes the comments just go off topic? Or do you think the timing, like the comments seem late compared or early? I don't know. Chicago Tank says, I never want to marry multiple people. I prefer to disappoint my women at one at a time. My women one at a time. That's a funny comment. There's a lot of truth in that. There's some wisdom in that, you know. Ethel Merman says, hey, managing your show sounds tough, Tony. Maybe you did deserve that vacation. Well, thank you. Ethel kind of, you know, busted my chops a little bit in the Chicago Tony V subreddit the other day, kind of saying, hey, why do you deserve a vacation? And I was like, you know what? I don't feel like I deserve a vacation. I'm very hard on myself. And I don't do well on vacation. Usually when I go on vacation, I do some of my hardest work. So I came back into town last Friday. What did I do Saturday? I put in a 10-hour day on a Saturday on the Chicago Tony V show, Enterprises, which is an unsalaried position, right? I spent 10 hours on this thing on Saturday. And I did a lot of work while I was in Vegas. I don't do vacations very well. I'm a bit of a tortured soul. I don't know why that is, Ethel. Oh, thank you, Georgie. So, yeah, I also did an intro for the great Tim McCarthy in this week's. As a matter of fact, I think that episode should be dropping today. He drops his episodes on Tuesdays. And I did the intro. Thank you, Georgie. I totally forgot. So if you listen to Tim's episode from today, you'll probably hear the sweet sounds of the voice you're listening to right now. By the way, I also want to mention that in Tim's interview with the Ross Trevina Project, episode 31, he also said some incredibly nice things about our show. If you enjoy our show and you just kind of love hearing us be talked about elsewhere, go check that out. I mean, I can't believe some of the things Timmy said. It was just very sweet. The timing, says Chicago Tank. It takes longer to type than speak. Yeah, I'm sure. Oh, and Georgie says the episode's out. The great Tim McCarthy's episode is out. Well, I guess I know what I'm doing in 10 minutes or whatever it is. Georgie says, Tim's reaction when he runs your intro is adorable. Oh my God, I can't wait to see it. Tim, one of the things I really like about Tim's podcast is he records video as he does it. I guess I do too, in a way. But I do like catching his podcast over video the most because, yes, you can see there's a lot of humor just in his facial expressions, his reactions, and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's very good. It's very good. So one of the things that happened while I was gone, I've got a stack of mailbag. Oh, man, what a stack. So let me at least, I've got a little time. Let's at least rip through one of them, whatever. I got to get back on top of it. Bless you. Thank you. I can't believe when people send in questions to the show, it's always super fun for me, because I don't know what's coming. It's kind of like riding a different roller coaster every day. If you want to send in a question to the show, the email address is chicagotonyvlikevegetable@gmail.com. It's going to be filtered by one of the money pennies. Usually it's Tyra, I think, that goes through these. Sometimes it's Becky. And if it's reasonable, they'll let it through. They'll set it on my desk. And here it will sit until I can take one. So here's one. Here's one. This looks like a reasonable size. We've got, whatever, about 8 minutes left. Okay, here we go. Dear Chicago Tony V, I recently received an inheritance of almost $50,000 for my dad, and I don't know what to do with it. To me, it feels like not enough to really build on, but it's too much to just, quote, spend thrift away, unquote. To spend thrift away. That's a funny turn of phrase. My brother is trying to convince me to put it all in cryptocurrency. Oh, yeah. But I don't know the first thing about it. What would you do? This is from Terry J. from Germantown, Ohio. Germantown, Ohio. That reminds me, for some reason, of that Pretenders song, A-O Way to Go, Ohio. I love that tune. The Pretenders. There's a great 80s band. Tremendous. Thank you for the hug, Chicago Tank. I love it. Anyway, I'm sorry. So you got an inheritance from your dad, Terry. And I'm sorry that you lost your dad. I lost my dad in 2016. Hardest thing I ever had to go through in my life, for sure. While Sister Marie was hard. Really hard. I'm still going through that. $50,000. I love what you say, and I think you're kind of onto something. It feels like it's not enough to really build on, but it's too much to just spend thrift away. I mean, hey, let's face it, 50 grand, that's a lot of money. I don't care who you are. I mean, you know, it's hard to make 50 grand out of thin air. But I hear what you're saying. Now, listen, in my opinion, if you don't know the first thing about cryptocurrency, just don't go there. Just don't go there. If you now, and it's all the rage, and I get it, and I know a lot of people have been making a lot of do-re-mi from cryptocurrency. I get it. But that's worrisome from an investment standpoint. That's worrisome. You don't want to invest in something when everyone you know is telling you, hey, I got a tip. Here's what you got to do. And I believe that's where we are with crypto. I mean, everyone. I run into everyone who's even an acquaintance at some point. They're telling me, oh my God, what you got to do? Let me tell you this crypto thing. And I just think that just means, okay, you missed the timing. And I know it's gone up a gajillion, quadrillion, quadrillion. I get it. I'm just saying don't go there, especially if you don't understand it. All right? I've said before, for that amount of money, get some metal. Get some gold and silver. Go to any coin shop and boom. Get it? And throw it in a safe deposit box at the bank and then just sit there and wait, you know? That's an easy way to save for a rainy day and to have something that's going to retain its value generally. That's just me. And I also like too that there's no one really tracking it after time, right? It's none of their business. I've had to be fairly secretive, and I trend toward, I don't want anyone poking their nose into whatever I'm doing. I just don't like it. So, Chicago Tank says, spend the money on fine scotch, pay off your debts, and enjoy the clean slate. Yeah. The Green Flash says, good morning. Good morning back to you. And Georgie said something that, yeah, I totally agree with. She says, if you don't understand something, don't invest in it. Chicago Tank goes on to say, or buy land. God ain't making any more of it. Yeah, I totally agree. Land is pretty good. Land is pretty good. 50 grand, you can get a patch of dirt somewhere that you could grow a lot of potatoes on for the zombie apocalypse. I would like to focus on the zombie apocalypse because, let's get ready, folks. You never know. Do you know what you're going to do for the zombie apocalypse? If this person with the inheritance bought a little patch of dirt, started growing some potatoes, pitch a tent, pitch a yurt on this thing, you'll be able to withstand the zombie apocalypse longer than your neighbors, probably. That's my 2 cents. See, and again, Fictional Reality 666 says, or you could invest in Bitcoin, which is a real investment. Yeah, go look up the tulip bulb thing. The tulip bulb thing, right? That's where we are with Bitcoin, it feels like. I don't know, what do I know? By the way, no one take any investment advice from me. I'm just a crazy person on the internet. Fictional Reality says, or maybe electric cars. The demand will go from 5% now to 20% in the next 10 years. But don't invest in Tesla. They are getting sued for stealing Nikola Tesla's name. I'm going to piggyback on your premise for a second. And just, again, this is another pitch for metals. If you think electric cars are going to really go big, this to me is another argument to invest in silver. Silver. Look it up. Need a lot of silver if they're going to be going to these electric vehicles. And I agree with you. It's the wave of the future because they're going to take away our steering wheels. We're not going to be able to drive our cars anymore. It's all going to be battery operated. It's going to be wonderfully dystopian. I only hope that I can still go to a Donny Osmond concert when I can no longer grab a freaking steering wheel. Or by then, will it be Donny Osmond's avatar? Or maybe my avatar can go to see a concert of Donny Osmond's avatar, right? And he and I both, in reality, in the physical world, just it's just going to be our brains in a jar, or maybe like the Matrix. Some sort of, we're going to be plugged into some sort of biotech internet. Singularity. I don't know. This is how you know I've been going for about an hour. I get really goofy. Listen. It's great to do this. It's great to see everybody. Honest to God, thank you to Donny Osmond. If you want to feel better, I'm going to say, if you want to be happy today, either go watch the latest 2010 minutes or go dial up some Donny Osmond. The guy is tremendous. He needs to be commended. We need to learn from this dude. He's doing something right. By the way, he's been married for like 45 years. That's not very Hollywood, is it? Guy's has grandkids. He's a tremendous individual. I'm gonna give the Osmond family their props from here on out. Well done. Well done. Thank you. And to you pepperonis, thank you for joining me today. Well done. I really enjoy it. You Spotify listeners, thank you for downloading the podcast. I always love hearing from you. Call me, email me, DM me, whatever. You guys have this show that we do together. It's really enriched my life. It's tremendous, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I want to remind everybody, do not take any shit from anybody. I love you guys. I'll see you tomorrow.